Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Let's move on to our next guest. He's Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, and he joins us now. He's been making headlines lately for a proposed national program to use inmates to help build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, a campaign promise, of course, of President Donald Trump. Now, Hodgson calls the program Project NICE, short for National Inmates Community Endeavors. He says inmates could also be used to respond to natural disasters or other public works projects. It's a controversial idea, though, and it drew immediate criticism. Carol Rose, executive director of the ACLU of Massachusetts, called it, quote, modern-day slave labor. And Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson joins us now. Welcome to the show, Sheriff.
Thanks for having me, Magna. How are you?
I'm doing well. And by the way, listeners, we want to know what you think of Sheriff Hodgson's plans. Do you agree? Are you skeptical? Where do you draw the line between what is and isn't acceptable labor for prison inmates? Call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Okay, so Sheriff Hodgson, just kick us off here. Describe it in your own words. What would Project NICE do?
Well, first of all, it would allow inmates who, by the way, would volunteer for the project to be involved in this instance, as you were speaking about the wall, from around the country. Inmates would respond to that infrastructure project and provide the free labor that taxpayers otherwise would have to pay for, and at the same time give them the opportunity to be involved in a chance to begin rehabilitating themselves through creating a work ethic as to preparing for reentry and get on a trajectory where they can have something on their resume that they've done good for the country, and also as I say, use as a reference for their opportunity to get jobs. Keep in mind, too, that the wall that they would be building would actually prevent people from illegally entering the country and taking jobs that they otherwise themselves might be able to apply for when they get released.
Sheriff, if I might just jump in here, because I've got a couple follow-up questions here.
Sure.
You're saying they're providing free labor to build a wall. First and foremost, I mean, respond to what the ACLU of Massachusetts says, that, you know, that's basically equivalent to a modern-day version of slave labor.
Look, first of all, there's two points to that. Number one, I don't know anybody in our history that volunteered to be slaves. So their premise is absolutely ridiculous in that regard. Secondly, if you want to talk about slave labor, how about the ACLU talking about the fact that these people who are coming in here illegally are being used in a form of modern day slavery, because they're being hired by companies illegally to undercut legitimate companies who otherwise would be getting work for legal residents and for American citizens, and frankly, putting these people in these positions of sometimes hard labor with no medical coverage. When they get hurt, they're dropped off at emergency rooms and maybe never able to work ever again in their lives. So if the ACLU wants to talk about real legitimate modern-day slavery, they ought to be talking about how people who are coming in here illegally are being used by people.
Well, the two aren't necessarily mutually exclusive, but I also want to ask you, I mean, if you're using inmate labor to help build the wall in the hopes of saving jobs for American workers, aren't those inmates themselves taking jobs? That, I mean, like, there are qualified construction workers who, you know, maybe would want the American construction workers who'd want the job to build the wall, but instead you're offering free labor from inmates.
Well, that's a great point. Actually, sheriff's offices all over the country are doing this kind of work in their communities, and we're not competing with unions or anyone else who could legitimately get jobs. They may be simply responsible for doing, carrying supplies or doing things that otherwise wouldn't be available for people that otherwise might do them either legally as citizens or as unions. So we've never had that issue, and sheriffs across this country have been saving billions and billions of dollars in their counties for years and years and years. And we don't compete with unions, and we don't take jobs away from people who are hardworking, legal residents or U.S. citizens.
Now, Sheriff, when you first started talking about Project Nice, you also added that it might be used for assistance in natural disasters, things like that. But you really focused on this wall. And that's why another member of the Massachusetts ACLU said, because of that, they don't see this as a rehabilitative program whatsoever. That by focusing on the wall and saying you're going to send Massachusetts incarcerated people to the U.S.-Mexico border, that this is all about politics, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's not. We were involved in the relief effort for Haiti. We didn't send our inmates to Haiti, but we set up a relief operation at our facility and sent a tractor-trailer load of supplies over that the inmates participated in by folding clothes every day, sorting toys, and putting them in military transport boxes, knowing that they were involved in a national relief effort. So this is an initiative that didn't start with the wall. This is something that started going back probably almost over 3 years ago. I started this national initiative, talking to national sheriffs about the idea that we need to do this to help get communities back on their feet, to help infrastructure projects, whether it could be assisting with the laying of pipes in Flint, Michigan, where they've had that contamination problem and the resources haven't been available to get that job done. So it really is not, this is not about politics. This is about doing something good for America, any more than, for example, if you looked at what happened on 9/11. We didn't say to New York, hey, listen, you were attacked in New York, and that's your problem. It was on your territory. People not only from all over the country, but all over the world, from all different walks of public safety, came forward because it was bigger than just something happening in some city or some county. It was something that affected all of America.
Yeah, point taken. But you're offering the labor of incarcerated people who, I mean, you're saying that they have the option, but do they really? I mean, they're in prison. They don't really have a choice. If the sheriff says, hey, there's this program, we want you to participate, aren't they going to do it?
No, they're not. We have a lot of people that don't participate all over the country for sheriffs in their various cities and towns. In fact, I was on a show years ago with Johnny Cochran's show, and we had an inmate, Amnesty International, myself. And before I could answer the complaints of the Amnesty International, the inmate jumped in and said, who is this guy to tell me that I have no right to go out and do good things for people? I like volunteering and going out, and it's helping me. I'm getting no thank you sitting in a cell in my unit all day when I can go out and do something, develop a work ethic, and feel that I'm doing something good. Mm. So these inmates, look, they want to go out and do good things. We've had them build ball fields. We put them on a boat and sent them out to the Butler Flats Lighthouse in New Bedford for 2 summers. They refurbished a national historic landmark out there. So, look, they're feeling good. And one of the when we built the handicapped accessible treehouse, one of the inmates at the end said, you know, I'm convinced that God sent me here, so I sent me back to jail so I could do this project. The other guy on the lighthouse said, I'm going to be able to come down here when I get released and point out to that lighthouse and tell my son that I had something to do with rehabbing this historic landmark. So, you know, these are individuals that want to get back into society and do something good. It's, if you push the politics aside, this is really the biggest objections, really, and you started out by saying this, if it were Hillary Clinton's, and she were the one that were elected, and it was Hillary Clinton's beautification national garden somewhere, nobody would say a word. But it really has a lot to do with the fact that there are many people who resisted the election. There are people that don't like the idea of a wall. And I understand that and respect that. But this isn't about, if you take that away and you simply look at a project for the taxpayers, for the inmates to be rehabilitated, it's a great opportunity and a great win-win for everyone.
Well, I think there is a variety of opinion on that. We are speaking with Sheriff Thomas Hodgson. He's sheriff of Bristol County. He's talking to us about his proposal called Project NICE. That's short for National Inmates Community Endeavors. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. And Sheriff, we've got some people who have some questions for you, so I'm going to turn to the phones here. Mallory is calling from Dorchester. You're on the air, Mallory.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call. First, I wanted to say I fundamentally disagree with the project of building a wall. And also, I think what would better serve Massachusetts communities is alternative sentencing at the district level. The sheriff is talking about people who are in a county jail doing sentences of less than 2.5 years, And instead of sitting in jail or instead of building a racist wall, we could have alternative sentences where those people are home in their communities with their families, working jobs that are being paid more than cents an hour, that are getting drug treatment and mental health treatment that they need, again, rather than participating in this racist project. I think that would be much better for Massachusetts communities and Bristol County. And also, as a side note, I wanted to mention that immigrants are not taking formerly incarcerated people's jobs. Formerly incarcerated people are struggling to find work because of their quarries, and that's an issue that we need to address as well.
Mallory, thank you so much for your call. Sheriff Hodgson, respond to that.
Sure. Well, let me start with the continued efforts by people like the caller who simply and often leave out the word illegal. I didn't say immigrant. I said illegal immigrant. There's a big difference between the two, number one. Number two, it's not a racist initiative. It never has been. We've been doing it, these projects throughout our county, as have sheriffs across the country. And thirdly, look, again,
can I just jump in here? I think people, just to clarify, I think one of the reasons why people say or believe that it's a racist initiative is because, not so much for the initiative itself, but because of the criminal justice system, that we know that people of color, immigrants, those folks in lower, who are lower on the socioeconomic scale, that they are disproportionately impacted and become incarcerated or sent to jail. That, and so therefore, the people most likely, say your program went national, to have to participate in it, are those who are in jail, and you're looking at a lot of people of color.
Well, actually, I started tandem work crews in my county, which are people that are on a restraint, and we had very few people of color on our.
Folks called that program a chain gang.
Well, they can call it what they want, but let me tell you something. Management, there are management training courses where they tether executives together to see how well they do. And we actually had an inmate in one of the crews when a state representative went out there, and she asked all of them, do you enjoy doing this? Did you volunteer? Absolutely, ma'am. We want to do this. And one of the guys in the middle said, why did you volunteer? He said, I have to tell you something. I'm in the middle of this group of five people, and I have anger management problems. This helps me to be able to work with people and accomplish tasks. And I have to learn how to cooperate with others. And these people have built, the tandem crews painted the inside of every senior living complex in the city of Taunton. The seniors were baking them cookies. The inmates were asking them to help carry their groceries in while they were working there. This was an opportunity for them to get exposed to things that they will hopefully get exposed to when they get out, where they're, many of them never had grandma,
yeah,
grandpa touch. And I would tell you, It gives them the confidence that, look, you are valuable. You can do something good. And when you get out, you know, we think you're worth something. So
point taken. But I suppose people wondered why they had to be chained together in order to help make that point. But let me turn to another call on this issue of what inmates might learn from these programs. Because Benjamin's on the line from Worcester. You're on the air, Benjamin.
Thank you for taking my call. I want the sheriff to understand that these people need education, nothing else. Building wall is not his business. Give them education. It's correction agency and nothing else. Give them education.
Benjamin, we take your point. Thank you so much for your call, Sheriff Hodgson.
I have one of the highest GED graduation rates in the state with my inmates. So we have all these programs, but not everyone necessarily needs a GED. Not everyone has a substance abuse program, and the ones that are going out there are doing it because they want to go out there, and they do have access to these other programs. So the other thing you made a mention before the caller called in about why would they be in restraints. We have people that go out who do not have restraints because they're in the last 6 months of their sentence. We have so much work that we offered it to the next level, saying if you go out, the only way you can go out because you have a longer period of time, and my responsibility, of course, is to make sure I protect the public safety, that you'll have the opportunity, but you have to go on a restraint. They have all volunteered to do it, and they've done a great job out there.
Now, by the way, Sheriff, you mentioned other projects that inmate crews have done. There was some work in Attleboro that was, at the time, it was $250,000 worth of work and at least another $1 million worth of painting and other work by inmates, done by inmates at an elderly housing complex in Taunton. This was several years ago. I'm just curious, when we say that much worth of work, is that how much money is actually being charged? I mean, what happens to the money?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Money that's saved. And for example, the North Attleboro Police Station, they renovated a factory, and they went in and they saved, I think it was actually $350,000. The chief of police was there every day talking with the inmates. They're buying them pizzas for the work they were doing. But no, that million, the $350,000 was the savings to the town of North Attleboro for the work that the inmates were doing in there that they otherwise wouldn't have been able to get done because of their funding caps. So these are the kinds of things that they do for not-for-profits and for government agencies.
Okay, I want to sneak in a couple more calls here before we run down on time too much. Angie's calling from Framingham. You're on the air, Angie.
Angie?
Yes, Angie, are you on?
Yes, I think it's Nancy in Framingham. Hi. I want to say that walls are built out of fear, and they're eventually breached, including the Great Wall of China.
Nancy, thank you so much for your call. I'm going to just move on. I want to get as many people as I can on the air today. But Nancy, thank you so much. Let's turn to Richard, who's calling from Truro. You're on the air, Richard.
Hi. Yeah, I think that this is not the same as wrapping bandages for building a library. This is building a proposal by a fascist president to build something to oppress people in Mexico. I mean, the whole thing is so fraught with symbolism. This country should have nothing to do with it. I'm ashamed that anyone from Massachusetts, especially an elected official, would sign on to this. It's disgraceful. I mean, if you want to have your inmates do things for the public good, find ones that aren't controversial. Find ones that really are positive and beneficial.
Richard, I'm going to take it back from you so I can let the sheriff respond. Thank you so much for your call. I noticed
Richard didn't say anything about the wall that Mexico built along the border of Guatemala as a problem. Here's the issue. My job is public safety. I've been working on immigration reform since 1998. I've seen the tragedies in two people killed in Milford by illegals coming through. We just saw a young girl who was murdered by her father. He'd returned to this country twice. Look, we have laws in this country, and if there are people that don't like the laws, look, there's not, the wall is not to say nobody's going to be able to immigrate to the United States. There's 5 million people around the world respecting the laws of the United States, waiting their turn. We can't create a special class of people that we say, don't worry about waiting like the rest of the people who are following our laws. Come on in, and we'll create a special class of people and allow you to sneak in here and try to get a job illegally and create, in some instances, tragedy for families and for our
communities. But Sheriff Hodgson, let me just jump in here because I take your point. But once again, I mean, we had the same problem during the actual election that folks seem to be conflating things between the actual number of undocumented immigrants who are in the United States and the diminishingly small percentage of them who are committing crimes. I mean, when you lump all that in together, it makes it very difficult to actually have a clear-minded conversation about, you know, whether what the wall is actually supposed to accomplish.
No, the wall is supposed to accomplish not just the fact that people are committing crimes. Look, you cannot argue the point that we can create a special class of people in the United States, that we're going to look the other way, allow them to come in. We have terrorists who are coming across that border. We don't know who they are. You may say this person hasn't done anything wrong, as people probably would have said about Mohammed Atta and his buddies that hit the World Trade Center, about the Tsarnaev brothers, because they hadn't done anything wrong at that point.
But all came in legally, too.
They did, but we have a lot of people who are coming in illegally who are also involved in terrorist activity. So what I'm saying, my point is not that they came in legally, but that we don't know who's coming in. And people are sneaking in here, and we can't have that. We know the terrorists are coming across through the drug cartels' pathways. They've already caught people on the border who are known terrorists. So, Look, our job, first and foremost, as Americans, is to uphold laws. People that say, well, these poor people coming through, where do the kids in Chicago run? Where do they run? Do they run to Mexico? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have laws here. People need to follow them. We can't say, well, you know, this person's running from a gang. You know how many gangs have come through that now are established in California and Chicago and other places?
Sheriff Hodgson, I've got to jump in here again. I'm sorry, because I keep sounding like I'm interrupting you, and I'm only doing that because I'm
not a problem.
The clock and mindful of the time. And I want to say that I'm really grateful that you made the time for us. We have less than 30 seconds here to go, but I'm just curious. I mean, you made the offer a couple of weeks ago, kind of broadly, to he was then president-elect. Now, has now President Trump responded to your plan?
We've not had a response at all, and they may not feel that it's something that they they want to take advantage of, and that's fine. We're still going to continue with our national initiative around the country, and we're going to do everything we can to offer it to people. And I'll be at the National Sheriff's Conference in about this coming month, and I'll be talking more about it with other sheriffs who are very excited about it.
Well, that's Sheriff Thomas Hodgson. He's sheriff of Bristol County. He joined us today on the line to talk about his Project NICE. Sheriff Hodgson, thank you so much for your time, and thank you
for
joining us.
Thanks for having me. Take care. Bye-bye.
And listeners, we know you have a lot of thoughts about this, so go to our website, radioboston.org. There's a comment section there. Put your comments in or send us a tweet at Radio Boston. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.